Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 footlong deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ugh, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thanks for choosing us. Now, the Electric Commission has made a U-turn barely 48 hours after deciding to limit the presence of journalists in constituency and regional collating centres. Seven noticed they are ready to engage with the Ghana Journalists Association and the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association to arrive at a workable arrangement. The EC came under intense fire after a memo sent from the EC headquarters in Accra to its regional directors requesting names of credible media houses to be accredited by the commission hit the public domain. Now, in the memo, the commission planned to allow only 8 media houses at the constituency collation centres and 12 at the regional collation centres. The executive director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Suleiman Abraima, described the decision as ill thought through. He spoke earlier on the Super Morning Show.
This is a decision that was not well thought through, because what is being said is practically quite... I mean, it doesn't even make sense. How do you say that, as far as you are concerned, when you say media, all you know is TV and radio? So, for the first time, we're not going to have coverage by Daily Graphic, coverage by Ghanaian Times, Ghana News Agency, all the private, you know, newspapers. And then, you know, there are major online media outlets that are, you know, significant in terms of public communication and the media ecosystem in our country. Yesterday, I listened to Dr. Bosman, who was saying that it's because there are other entities and groups that have also applied for observation. And I think that if there should be even just one observer among the stakeholders, that must be the media. Because at the end of the day, elections are about the people. It's not about, you know, any other group. So practically, it doesn't make sense, and it is not good for our democracy. It's a retrogressive move. And I have no doubt that they would have to come back and basically revoke that decision, because it would further, you know, weaken the trust deficit that they have.
Well, the Director of Programs and Policy Engagement at CDD, Dr. Kojo Pumpuni Asante, has also kicked against the decision, warning it will not achieve whatever outcomes the EC intended. He also warns it could further deepen mistrust in the electoral process.
I'm not sure what is motivating the EC to make these decisions, but I think in many ways it's going to be counterproductive to the objectives of promoting transparency and so on. And I think, you know, from what Suleiman is saying, really, I'm sure if the EC has consulted the media, which they have to work with to make this election as transparent as it can be, I don't think they would have come to those proposals. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think that they have to re-engage, because otherwise I think what they are trying to do will be counterproductive.
While the Electoral Commission has made a U-turn barely 48 hours after they made that decision. They say that they are now ready to engage with JJ and Giba to arrive at a workable arrangement. On your screens now is that statement from the EC released just moments ago stating their new stance. It says, since the memo directing the commission staff at the district and regional levels to select media houses for accreditation to its collation centers was made public, the commission has received numerous calls from a number of its media partners expressing concern about the quotas granted to media houses. As a listening commission, we are engaging with the leadership of the Ghana Journalists Association and the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association on the issue and trust that we will arrive at an arrangement that is both workable and acceptable. The commission is keen on ensuring the highest level of transparency in its operations, hence the opening up of all its constituency regional and national collation centres to the media. In doing so, the commission is mindful of the need to ensure an orderly and peaceful process at all the collation centres, hence the quotas on the number of persons who can access the collation centres at any given time. The commission is confident that its engagement with the leadership of the GJ and GIBA will lead to acceptable outcomes. Well, that's a statement released by the Electoral Commission. While still on the processes leading up to the election, the EC is finalizing processes to ensure every single region and constituency receive electoral materials ahead of the special election on Monday and maintain the election will be free and fair. The chairperson of the commission, Jin Mensah, she provided updates about that yesterday. Let's take you now live to the voter region where the electoral commission has served notice that the electoral materials have arrived. Now, if you would recall, the EC had to recall the ballot papers for the voter region and a half a region due to serialization errors. Well, our correspondent, Fred Kwame Asare, joins us live with details. Fred, we know that the political parties' agents, they have been inspecting the electoral materials. What is their initial reaction?
Well, so two tracks of the Electoral Commission containing the ballot papers arrived here at the Volta Regional Police Headquarters in Hull yesterday. The tracks arrived about 10 p.m. And then because it was late, all political agents and then each official agreed that they would defer the inspection this morning. So they all closed on the track, then this morning, resumed inspection. First, I should say that those the column to ensure it will exit. I voted director to that the track in one is that of potential.
Fred, you'd have to position rightly. I'm struggling to hear you. I'm sure audience, they are facing the same challenge. If you could just position rightly and then make that point.
So the inspection process resumed this morning. Mm. And then so far, I should say that it has been incident-free with all stakeholders joining hands to ensure the exercise is successful. We were told that the consignment in the truck contained 186 sacks or bags of presidential ballot papers and then 70 bags of parliamentary ballot papers. The Volta Regional NDC Secretary, James Gillen, expressed concern about the ballot papers arriving 10 days to the election day. He believes it was a bit late.
Thank you so much. Now, the NDC presidential candidate, John Dramani Mahama, he has for the first time addressed the majority's second petition to recall parliament. I will be bringing you that story shortly as we just skip on the campaign trail. Let's take you now to the Ashanti region, where the Ashanti Hini Otunfose Tutu II says the president has assured him of peaceful elections in the country. The Otunfo expects all political parties to make similar pledges towards sustaining the country's peace. He spoke when President Akufo-Addo paid a courtesy call on him as part of his tour of the Ashanti region. Nai Ojima has more in the following report.
The third day of President Akufo-Addo's visit of the Ashanti region commenced with a drive through the central business district of Kumasi. Traders in the MPP's stronghold mobbed the president as the ride could be his last as head of state. A stop was made at the Menchia Palace, where the president bid farewell to the Asantehene. Nana Akufo-Addo speaks of the enormous support received from the Asante Hene.
I am grateful for the support offered me. I can't talk about all of them in public, but let me highlight this one. I inherited a 15-year Dagbon conflict. You were the one who helped me end it.
In a response, Otumfuo Osei-Tutu II commended President Akufo-Addo for his stewardship, acknowledging his willingness to supervise a peaceful transition. The Asante Hene further urged all political actors to act responsibly in the interest of the country's peace.
We all look forward to a peaceful election. Ghana is bigger than all of us. Whoever emerges winner of the election should be accepted by all and supported. It is not about war. Just do your campaign for victory. The president has assured me of peaceful pause in his term.
The president also made a visit to the Ashanti Regional House of Chiefs, occupant of the Silver Stool. Dasibere Osei-Bonsu II admonished the developmental projects initiated in the Ashanti region. For Joy News, Nana Ojima Kumasi.
So on the present, Nana Addo has denied allegations of lying his way into power. According to him, issues of unsustainable power supply and slow economic growth, which were main campaign messages, remain factual. The president further reiterated that the country's economy is making a turnaround. Nana Ojima once again with this report.
The president's speech at the inauguration of the newly constructed bridge at Atafua in the Bantama constituency was characterized by political jabs.
One of the most consequential decisions that Ghanaians are going to make in this generation is a decision that is going to be made on the 7th of December. And we're being told the senior citizens of this country to keep out of that matter. We will not keep out of it. We will not keep out of it.
The president emphasized his campaign to unseat the former president, John Mahama, was based on facts, contrary to opinions expressed by the opposition.
He's saying that in 2016, I came to power, I came to office by telling lies to the Ghanaian people. What are the lies I told? Dumso was my making. I lied about Dumso. Did I lie about the 3.4%? Sluggish rate of growth in Ghana at the time, where all these lies created by Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, all these were lies. They were hard facts. But he's trying to find a way to excuse himself for his abysmal failure in 2016. He should find another thing, another story to tell.
He further emphasized the country's economy has been turned around following a dip in the time of COVID-19 pandemic.
The last quarter of the year, the rate of growth of Ghana's GDP was 6.9%, double what it was when he was leaving office in 2016. This is after all the difficulties. Our economy is beginning to pick up.
For Joy News, Nana Kumasi.
I want to invite.
From the camp of the NPP, now to the NDC, the presidential candidate for the NDC, John Dramani Mahama, has for the first time addressed the majority's second petition to recall parliament. Speaking during his tour of the Western region, he reiterated the party's chairman position that their MPs will not return to parliament until after the election. He said that with just a few days to the December 7 polls, the NDC's focus remained on the campaign, saying the NPP's MPs can proceed to parliament without the NDC's participation. There's more on this report by Maxwell Agwagwa.
On the second day of his tour of the Western region, John Mahama visited the Mpoho, Hunter West, Jomoro, Lembele and Takwa constituencies. In the Lembele constituency, he went all out correcting what he described as lies put out by the NPP. John Mahama responded to President Akufo-Addo's claims that he cannot sustain the 24-hour economy with the Dumso legacy, stressing that at the time he handed over power, Dumso had ended.
I expect that when NPP is telling lies, they'll leave it to the younger ones and the junior ones to do. But when the senior ones like Nana Akufo-Addo says that Dumso was not solved before we came, I heard him say that we could not keep the lights on. How can we run 24-hour economy? In 2016, Dumso had been solved. Nobody's lights went off in 2016. From January to December to the following January, when we handed over to Nana Akufo-Addo, it should bear true testimony, Dumso had been solved. And so, if you lie, you will not go to heaven. At his age, he should be preparing his soul for heaven. So he should stop lying. Ezu.
The Free Senior High School policy, he shut down what he described as NPP propaganda, stating that the NDC will make the policy better.
If you look on social media recently, their running mate, Napo, he said they came, he was Minister of Education at the time, that they came and paid.
The game is on the line and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99-foot-long deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ah, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get a debt of 30 million Ghana cedis, free SHS debt from our administration. So if you say we didn't start free SHS, how did you come and pay 30 million Ghana cedis, free SHS debt? That's why I say liars will not go to heaven. And liars will be destroyed. It's in the Bible. When we come, we'll continue the second phase of the Ghana gas. And that is going to bring more jobs to this area so that our young people can get some to do. And those jobs are going to be 24-hour economy jobs. And Aminia, Deputy Majority Leader.
He criticized the NPP for pushing for the recall of parliament 12 days before an election. He stated that the NPP could proceed, but the NDC would not be part of it.
Now, say almost say, Omon Pene, say, Yenye Majority.
They said they will not agree that we are the majority. Just let us finish voting. When you see the parliamentary results, you will know we are the majority. Now they want parliament to be recalled for deliberations. Just 12 days to the elections. They say we should stop campaigning and come to parliament. If they like, they should go. But the NDC will not go to parliament. After we finish voting and we see their smoothness level, then we will open parliament for all of us to go.
Yet to abani ye na omuhu omu smoothness leveler a honey baby parliament unen ye na yako.
John Mahama also accused the NPP of working to change the history of Ghana, adding that the future NDC government will protect the legacy of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah.
That when NDC comes into power, the revisionism that has taken place to reduce the role of Kwame Nkrumah in Ghana's independence, we will review it and bring him back to prominence. every revolutionary struggle or every struggle for independence, many people take part. But there is one person who gives the critical spark that contributes to achieving the objective that the many want to achieve. And that person often is the founder of that nation. So when you go to Tanzania, many people contributed in the fight for independence. But if you talk about the founder of Tanzania, everybody will tell you it's Julius Nyerere.
Well, still on the campaign trail, Chairman of the Bono East Regional Peace Council, Reverend Prince Owusu Aseko, has called on the people of the region, particularly the youth, to help in ensuring that 2024 presidential and parliamentary election is held in a peaceful manner. He made this appeal at a stakeholder engagement in Techiman South, which is one of the 36 constituencies selected as hotspots nationwide, and Asabit reports.
Two of 11 Bono East constituencies, Techiman South and Atibwa Mountain, have been identified amongst some 36 critical hotspots nationwide as places where electoral violence could erupt during the December 2024 parliamentary and presidential elections. The National Peace Council, as part of efforts aimed at preventing a repeat of the 2020 Techiman South shooting incident that claimed two lives, held a stakeholder sensitization workshop in Techiman. Reverend Prince Owusu Aseko is the regional chairman of the National Peace Council.
We organized this consultative dialogue for 26 constituencies that had troubles during the last elections. So this is the Techiman South program. Just for the media, the politicians, the security stakeholders to at least dialogue, so as to have the peace that we're looking for in the coming election.
Reverend Prince Owusu Aseko expressed worry at the fact that Techiman has been tagged as a hotspot and noted that the Peace Council, despite logistical challenges, is working towards ensuring that the December 7 is peaceful.
It's a very disheartening for a constituency in your region to be tagged a flashpoint or whatever. But all about that education, we are doing what we can. It's like we are handicapped. We should have gone to all the districts and mediate so that they live peacefully in the region for us to develop. So it's needful, but we lack logistics to operate.
He's however confident that the 2024 general elections will be entirely peaceful, and cautioned the youth not to allow themselves to be used as tools for causing mayhem.
If you have been hired to cause trouble, please desist. Because whoever hired you will be sleeping comfortably in his house whilst you are behind bars. So everybody should be law abiding. So as to, we need every hand on deck to move the vessel of the nation.
Metropolitan EC Director William Apori, who is one of the key stakeholders at the workshop, outlined some key steps taken by the commission to ensure peaceful polls, and this includes educating the public about electoral matters.
We have tried and started with engaging and sensitizing CSOs, the media, and other very important institutions. And so far, I think the reports coming in has been very positive. There were a lot of things that people didn't know were wrong, especially with the media. And whilst we did the engagement, they attested to the fact that indeed they have learned so much.
Nana Yebua Shema is the acting queen mother of the Techiman Traditional Council. She highlighted some effects of conflicts and noted that women and children are the most affected during electoral violence, and appealed to electorates to ensure that the process is entirely peaceful.
Let's remember, ye man to kwa biya ma na ba yesu ya benu, be, ben kon to kwa. Na to kwa kura ba, minka nse, ye ma yeti ye, ye ni ye huma mani, ye ni mofla, ye ni ye moblo wawo, be ma diye wafana taligu ni kwa huwa, woko. Na ba yesu ya, ube de jane, u jane kura, u manti, u nti mi nyane. Nti mesre se, e manti, muma basa basa ye biya ema.
Alan Sabit, Joy News, Teacherman.
You're still watching Joy News today. We'll be back with business updates, showbiz, and sports news after this breather.
Over the past 7 years, Ghana has witnessed remarkable progress and transformation under the NPP, from education, job creation, infrastructure, and healthcare. They have paved the way for a brighter future. Free SHS has given every child the opportunity to pursue their dreams. Major infrastructure projects have connected our communities, improved healthcare services, have enhanced the well-being of our citizens, and more jobs are being created through 1D1F.
With better roads, I can transport my goods easily and reach more customers. NPP has truly made a difference in my life, and I want them to continue with their bold solutions.
With the NPP support for tech and innovation, my business has thrived. I believe they have a vision to lead us into the next chapter.
The improvements in our healthcare system have saved many lives. Thanks to Free SHS, I completed secondary school without worrying about school fees. I believe in the NPP's vision for the future, and I want them to lead the next chapter.
Join us in writing the next chapter of Ghana's success story. The NPP's bold solutions will lead us to a brighter future.
Vote number one on the ballot.
If you're running the game, now, thank you, Muna Mudiji's Casamukoto, thank you, Eli Kamahanga.
Ah, oh no, see it. Some way, ne papa.
Na papa, no put Eli Ki.
Patrick, when you're away.
Oh! Oh! Ghana for! What number one problem, you? Every necklace, I want to tank the wounds you have won. So, Syntex Tank, Mitra SIMTX. Syntex Tank. Hey, you and Niki. It's me with the beer. Syntex Tank, color beer whooper, size beer whooper. Yeah, yeah, my war. Syntex Tank, the whole Ghana, you must 7 years warranty. Syntex Tank, and you strong, and you tough.
Mahama once said,
I've seen more demonstrations and strikes in my first 2 years. I don't think it can get worse in the second 2 years. I have the dead goat syndrome.
Dada Noir. On December 7th, vote for integrity, competency, and development. Esuruho. Mahama once said,
I've seen more demonstrations and strikes in my first 2 years. I don't think it can get worse in the second 2 years. I have the dead goat syndrome.
Dada Noir. On December 7th, vote for integrity, competency, and development. Esuruho.
My name is Cecil Sunkwamels. I'm the president of the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association. The media creates the ability for us to translate our policies and a voice for the people to reach governments and all over the world. It's a key catalyst for development in any country, and therefore it's important that in Ghana we keep the media safe and we protect it. It's not just the journalists, we must also protect the media entities that carry the journalists and work with them. So we must keep our eyes focused on protection of the journalists, and we must also make sure that the media houses are commercially viable and can support the journalists. Hashtag Defend Media Freedom GH.
You want bold solution?
pushing for the future.
Thanks for staying with us here on the Joy News Channel. Now, we know that it's just 10 days to election 2024, and as your election headquarters, we're committed to ensuring a peaceful and informed electoral process. That is why we're hosting a mock voting exercise to boost the electoral confidence of first-time voters ahead of the December 7th polls. Now, the Electoral Commission, along with other stakeholders, they will be present to address any issues that may arise, and the aim is to ensure that potential errors are identified and rectified, equipping the young voters to ensure that they avoid similar mistakes on December 7. Lawyer Shola Adeyemi joins us live from the University of Ghana, Lagos, where the event is taking place. Lawyer, how is this shaping up so far?
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What you're hearing is Hardy Fiber Cement Siding living up to its reputation as the siding that handles hail impact with ease. James Hardy knows how important a reputation is, especially when you're a contractor. That's why Hardy siding withstands severe weather better than vinyl siding, with styles to match its strength. So you can be sure you're providing your clients with the best. Protect your reputation with exterior products by James Hardy.
Thank you for seeing that. Still here at the University of Ghana, specifically the POSA polling station, where we've seen all our first-time voters in here going to the polls and, you know, vote for the political parties of their choice. Now, Polling stations have closed, obviously. So we're going to be speaking to the Electoral Commission to find out, how the process is going, what's next for our first-time voters, and how we're going to count, see the gaps, and educate our first-time voters on the proper ways to vote during the elections. Now, I have with me the Deputy Director and Head for Gender, Youth, and Disability. Hi, back again.
Hello, yes.
Now, our first-time voters are done. We've all finished. They've cast their ballots. What next? What's the next thing we're going to be doing?
All right. So voting has ended and we are now going to count our ballots. So the presiding officer would bring his table to the middle.
Where's our presiding officer?
Presiding officer and his team.
Okay.
Would bring the table to the middle.
Okay.
And then they'll have to demarcate an area for the counting.
Okay.
In the presence of the political party candidate agents and our police officer and any observers who are around. And then he would have to break the seals of the ballot box and then we count the content. And in the counting, we have three stages actually.
Okay.
We have the reconciliation stage, we have the sorting stage, and then the counting stage.
Can you carefully take us what happens each stage?
The reconciliation stage is basically counting the number of ballots in the box.
Okay.
Where we get the actual number, because we will do ballot reconciliation on the statement of poll, what we call the pink sheet. We'll do ballot reconciliation. So the ballots that have been issued and the ballots that were not issued, when put together, should equal the total number of ballots we brought to the center.
Right.
And then we'll do the sorting, where we sort out the ballots for each of the candidates. We put each candidate's ballot aside. And then the third stage is where we count for all of them. It is also during the sorting stage that we find if there are any rejected ballots in the ballot box. Mm. Yes.
All right. So I want to find out, how prepared is the Electoral Commission for the 2024 general elections? I mean, it's just 10 days away. How prepared are we?
I can say that the Electoral Commission is fully prepared for the December polls. We are done with the printing of our ballot paper. We are done with the registers. They've been dispatched. And as I speak with you, there are trainings ongoing for our election officials. And the materials have been sent to the field already. And people, the officials or officers in the districts are already doing their work as expected of them to ensure that come 7th December, the polls will be very, very smooth. So we are fully ready.
All right. So they are very ready. Remember that the EC has already released data that shows that over 700,000 first-time voters are, going to be participating in the elections very, very soon. That is just 10 days away. They are prepared. With this process, we're trying to teach them the perfect way or the right way to do things when they get to the polling stations on that day. And this conversation is in collaboration with Youth Bridge Foundation, and it's still happening here. So once again, if you are a first-time voter and you are around, please do well to join us, because we're trying to make sure that your voice is heard loud and clear.
Thank you for bringing us that update. Up next is business news. Please stay tuned.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.